Let's see now. I can remember Katie and Kimberly. Was that it? Yes. Okay. And sure, nice having you folks in here. And I'll get to know you a lot better, and maybe you'll get to know me a little better, too. Let's see. I was, over the past few weeks, we've had some young children that are just getting into going to school. Now, let's see now. I imagine Kimberly's in school, right? And Katie, are you going to school? Okay, so you're all just starting to get introduced to the excitement of learning, and maybe sometimes to some of the problems of learning too. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's hard. And as we were, I had that on my mind. And then also, well, next week we've got a special time coming up when we're going to be looking back on 165 years of Bethel Church's presence in this community. And both of those kind of brought to mind something which I have here, which I was given a number of years ago when I was about 8 or 9 years old, given to me by my grandmother. And it's wrapped up in a paper that has some just early scribblings by somebody, and I'm afraid that might have been when I was learning cursive, just as Christopher is starting to learn. And it's a school book. It's called The American Preceptor, and it's sort of interesting because it was, at the time they gave it to me, it was about 125 years old, which means it would be about 175 years old now, which means that it would be back in the neighborhood of when the church was first getting started. And it's interesting because it's got stories in there that might have been interesting 175 years ago. It's got stories of Indians and stories of pioneers, and it's got stories about one of those recent presidents they had, George Washington. Doesn't have any stories about Abraham Lincoln because it was about 30 or 40 years before Abraham Lincoln was president. But what's sort of interesting, what I liked about it at that time, was just the thought that many years before I was learning anything, there were boys and girls that were sitting down with this book in their school, and they were starting to struggle over the words that they were finding in the books here. And they were going through the same troubles and same problems that I was having and that many of you are having now. And they were having the same feeling of excitement when they learn new things. Do you get excited still, Sarah? Yeah, when you run across something that you didn't know before. Well, anyway, the word that I wanted for you to maybe remember is, one, that it is exciting to learn new things, and that it's been going on for a long, long time, and your moms and dads were just as excited as you ought to be when they ran across the same sort of things. And the other thing is that just as it might be difficult sometimes for you, it's been difficult all the way along. People have had a hard time learning those new things, and yet they kept at it, and they knew that there were people that went before them that had the same sort of problems, and they would go to them for help. And that's what I want you to understand. Whenever it seems like it's just getting a little bit hard there in school, that you've got somebody you can go to help, to help you, that will understand because they've been through it, and I want you to make sure that you go in and get help from them, and hope that your church here is going to be able to help you some too as you're going into this exciting world of learning. Thank you.